Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
So yet another edition, a sparkling edition, you might say, of On The Record.
Sparkling indeed.
Yes.
We're like fizzy water, we are.
We are. It's becoming more and more popular, this show.
It certainly is.
And we're pleased to say, we're not, you know, boasting about this because it's part of the way that we bring it to you. We don't charge for the podcast because, of course, we get sponsors to pay us to do it. And I'm afraid that's the way of the world at the moment. That's
I'm
the
not
way
afraid,
we're doing
I'm glad.
It. Well, I'm just saying to anybody who doesn't like it, that's the way we're doing it.
Makes
otherwise, we'd have
around.
To charge you. But I've got to start off this week by telling you about a shocking story that came across my desk just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about your alma mater, the University of the Trent.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right?
Yes.
They've had some terrible trouble
So
there.
You're now calling it the University of the Trent. You now accept that I went to university.
No. I don't accept that you went to the University of the Trent. I'm calling it the University of the fucking Trent because that's what it's called.
That's right, and that's
but
where
when
I
you
went.
When you went there, it was called Trent Polytechnic.
It was in evolvement and development.
No, it was called Trent Polytechnic. Everybody knows that it was established as the University of the Trent in about 1992 when you would have been so old that if you'd been still at university, you'd have been being held back for being a moron.
Just your propaganda. Anyway, what's the story?
Anyway, the story is that there are people there who have been arrested, right?
Arrested?
Because
why?
They've been chanting in the university halls.
Yes.
Of residents.
Well, of course,
all
I will have
horrible,
inhabited them.
All
yeah.
sorts of horrible, nasty, racist stuff. It's not a very pleasant story. But I just wanted to bring to your attention the fact that Nottingham Trent University is shocked and appalled to see the video that's been taken of this thing, right? And they're investigating it as a matter of urgency. So all I want to tell you is that there's an awful lot of people in the University of the Trent who are not very nice.
Well, I agree if they
get
up to that. Well, it's just some kind of National Front type
breakaway
group
or
something.
It's not very clear. All I can tell you is that there's a poor woman involved who's inside her room.
Yeah.
And outside there are a horrible bunch of ghastly racists chanting things, which are not
scumbags.
At all. They are total scumbags.
And they're sullying the name of my alma mater.
Well,
I'm not having
is
it.
The suspected perpetrators are now being held.
Good.
Pending inquiries. And to be honest, you know, I think you should be ashamed of yourself and I think you should disassociate yourself from anything to do with the University of the Trent.
I couldn't possibly have foreseen what was going to happen. The reason... Do you know that Nottingham has got two of the oldest pubs in this country?
Has it?
Ye Old Trip to Jerusalem, which I've told you about many times,
you have?
Hollowed out into a cave in the wall...
Well, it's not really. I've been there, actually.
The
it's
wall
a cave.
It is, in the wall of Nottingham Castle.
Yeah, but it's not a cave.
And the other one is Ye Old Salutation Inn, which is where Robin Hood and his Merry Men used to all gather, you know?
Ye Old Salutation Inn.
Yeah, so Ye Old Trip to Jerusalem was where the Crusaders would go to go on the next crusade to try and sort old Saladin out, you know. What
Saladin.
Saladin. Saladin.
Not
Saladin. Yeah, Saladin.
Saladin.
Saladin. Saladin.
Yeah.
Over in the Holy Land. And
Caesar Saladin.
And the old salutation
name?
Was where...
Hey? Was that his first name? Caesar.
Ridiculous nonsense.
Caesar Saladin. It's a good joke.
Ridiculous nonsense. Where old Robin Hood would get together in disguise in a salutation and pass messages to his men through the serving wenches' bosoms.
What?
Yeah, he used
what do you
to,
mean, through them?
Well, what he used to
do is... write on them?
No, you idiot. No. they would come to the table...
Right.
and pretend to serve the mead into Robin's cup.
It
was more than a cup. They used to
chalice?
Drink, chalice. It's chalice, thank you.
They had a chalice.
Yeah, they used to drink huge chalices of mead that lot. Yeah. They were always pissed, by the way.
Well, you drink huge chalices of Pinot
almost Grigio. Everybody, oh no, honestly, almost everybody in England in the Middle Ages was pissed because they didn't have any water. Mm. Because water was too dirty to
well,
drink.
How do you think they made the mead?
They boiled it. They boiled it and then put stuff in it, you know, to make it into mead.
So they did have water.
But no, they didn't. But honestly, they didn't because it was you know, they didn't purify it and all that. So anyway, he'd go into the old salutation and a buxom barmaid, serving wench, as they were known in those days. That's not my words, that's theirs.
Well, you can't use those words anymore.
No, you can't use them anymore. Would come over, lean over, you know, Robin, while filling his chalice with mead.
Yeah.
He would then slip a piece of parchment between her breasts.
Really?
Yes.
Why are you getting so excited when you tell this story?
I'm not
trying to reenact that night you watched the England game in the topless bar.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
I saw you going in there.
It was the
I saw you going in there.
The TV set was in the hallway to a club.
No, it wasn't.
Where I was watching the football. I never went through the doors into the club.
The women were all topless.
No, I never saw any topless women. If you did,
well,
you saw more
see
than
it
me.
From the street.
No, I didn't. No. Anyway, that's the point. Now then, what are you going to tell me?
No, hang on. Well, never mind the old salutation. What about ye old ship station?
Oh,
right?
I like that.
Of course,
it's
very far from being ye old, because when you sell online, getting your orders out the door quickly can be tough, right?
Yep.
We've got an online business. It's quite difficult to get everything out to people. We sometimes encounter the odd problem.
Yep.
But when you use ShipStation, it's absolutely brilliant. It's ShipStation.com, the fast and easy way to manage and ship your orders, right?
Excellent. It does help you get the orders out quickly. Keeps the customers happy. Now, whether you're using Shopify, Squarespace, Etsy, there's a load of them, other popular selling channels, ShipStation brings you all your orders into one simple interface, okay?
It does.
Real easy to manage. Yeah. With ShipStation, you'll ship more in less time. That's my view, okay?
Yeah.
And you have got the best available rates. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers.
Okay.
Just remind me how you get into that again, please.
Well, here's what you're going to do. Try ShipStation free for 30 days and get an additional month free, but only if you use my promo code, which is Mike's, M-I-K-E-S.
Yeah.
Now, what do you have to do? Tell them again.
What you do is, to get an additional... You try ShipStation free for 30 days.
Yeah.
You get an additional month free.
Yeah.
But only if you use our promo code, Mike's, which is capital M-I-K-E-S.
Yeah.
So don't wait, get going.
Yeah, and when you want to do that, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Mike's, that's capital letters, M-I-K-E-S, ShipStation.com, enter the word Mike's, and then you get your... Good. Can you get
you make it happen.
You make it happen. You get into ShipStation, make ship happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Great. Now then, talking about devices, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I told you at our first ever live show, which is about 3 or 4 years ago,
that
I kept my...
It's amazing that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was our first show in sort of 2014.
It was when you went on holiday that time to Mallorca, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't measure my life by my holidays.
Well,
which
I
wanted
was. And I said to you, when you come back, we're doing a show. I'd hide the hen and chickens. So, at the first one, I get onto stage with a can of processed peas, cleaned out, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And I was rattling it around. You said to me, what's in there? And I said, the key to my Jaguar car.
Yes.
And you said, why are you keeping it in there?
Yeah.
I said, because the evil hackers, the evil car hackers, can steal my car by picking up the signal from my car fob,
your
tequila's car, right?
Yeah.
And transfer it to the car and whip off with the car.
But that's when you've got one of those keys whereby you just walk towards the cars. I remember when you had that car and you walk towards the car and the doors
open. It just opens,
See, I've never thought that was particularly safe.
Well, funny enough, I've had three Jags since then and I've had two Mercs. Now, the Merc I've got now, you start the car without a key, but you don't open the doors anymore without a key. You have to activate the fob to open the doors.
You still have to press a
button. Yes, you do,
I mean, you can still get... I mean, because I was offered that, you know, the keyless thing.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think I want that.
No,
because
I'd rather
I'd rather not have the car doors open unless I want them to
That's
open.
Right.
Because what if I'm walking towards the car and some horrible character comes out of the woods...
And then sprints in front of you and jumps in your car.
With a balaclava
and
hits me over the head knowing that I've opened the doors.
Well, of course, that happened to me in the carjacking.
Well, so you say,
people,
how's that coming along, that
investigation? Well, the investigation's ongoing, but I can't say too much about it. Can't say too much about it.
It's sub judice, is what you told me last time.
It is sub judice,
But you can't be sub judice unless somebody's been arrested and charged.
Well, I can't say anything.
Well, I'm telling you what the law says.
I know what the law is, man.
So it's not sub judice,
I studied law at, you know, the University of the Trent. It was one of my...
Absolute cobbler.
It was one of my my modems.
Rubbish.
Is it called a modem?
No.
I did five papers. One of them was law.
No, rubbish.
It was property law. It was property law.
Oh,
it was.
Property law.
Yeah, property
law. Well,
that's
why I don't know what subjudice means.
That'd be ridiculous. Now, let me tell you, I have now been proved right. Now, what they said was...
That's the only thing that's important to you, isn't it?
It is, yes.
I've been proved right.
Yes. Now, what
that
they,
should be on your grave.
No.
I've been proved right. I've finally drunk myself to death.
Just shut up, you mindless babble. what they've said in the past is that somebody walking past with a particular device can steal the code from the car fob in your pocket, OK?
Yeah.
But it's got much more sophisticated now. And this is why I would advise anybody listening, honestly, keep your key in an empty tin. Just get
you
a tin.
You can't walk around with a tin, though.
No, in your house, because I'm going to tell you now what the latest is.
Mm.
Now, the latest is this. I'll explain it piece by piece,
yeah,
OK? Some chap can come up to the door of your house in the middle of the night, and they assume that you might have left the car fob, not a key, because it's not a key, on the table inside the door.
Or on a dresser or something.
On a dresser or in the pocket of your coat.
Yeah.
But somewhere in the house.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be near the door. Mm. It can be a good, 10, 20 yards away.
Yeah.
Now, what they do is, they wave what's called a relay box at the front door.
Yeah.
It boosts car key signal in the house, which then bounces through to another device, which is held by the second thief, who is standing by the door of the car.
Yeah.
And immediately, the car unlocks.
Right.
Indicators light come on. The car is tricked into unlocking itself because it thinks the key is outside the passenger
now,
door.
That bit I understand, and that bit I've seen video footage of as
Yes.
And it is quite remarkable. However, what I don't understand is how they get from there to then driving the car away, because I know that you can hotwire a car, but these days, surely inside the car, it's got an immobiliser, and how do you get the car to start?
No, once you're in the car, once the doors are open
and
they've accessed the key fob code, it's push-button start.
Yeah,
which is yours. Yours is, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, mine is. But you're not. But the key needs to be in the car. If the key's not in the car, no. Listen, I can because I've done this before.
Yes,
I can open the car door.
Yeah,
right. I can leave the key outside the car.
Yes,
I can get in.
Yes,
and it won't start.
Yes,
the key must be in the car.
Yes, but what they're saying here is the second thief climbs into the car and presses the start button to drive off in the Mercedes because the car computer is now convinced it is in the car.
Right, okay.
Because they bounced it into the car through these two devices.
So the car thinks that the key's in your pocket.
They do. That is exactly it.
Right.
That is exactly it.
So
yeah.
In other words, you don't even have to hotwire the bloody thing.
No, you don't.
You just have to start it.
And that video you saw, by the way, it was 40 seconds from the time they turned up at the door to driving away from the car. That could easily have happened to mine. And still could.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they do that to you then, instead of trying to sort of knock you over the head and take your keys?
Well, I'll tell you why, probably.
Where did you get one of these relay devices?
Well, they didn't have a relay device. These were two little punks on a stolen moped, okay?
Yeah.
So they didn't bring their box with them, all right. But if you think that I live in a penthouse in a block of flats,
a penthouse, is it?
They would only get as far as the door downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's 24 apartments.
Well, how many cars are in the underground car park?
About 16.
16.
Something like that,
And is yours the best one?
Easy, by a mile. Yeah,
is that why you got it?
Yes, it's one reason why I got it. Let people know the status
I'll tell you
that I have.
What's also interesting is that all the cars that have been so far stolen in this scam, and there have been quite a few recently, right? Which does not in any way prove you right, by the way.
No.
However, they're all Mercedes.
Yeah, they all appear to be Mercedes.
They're all Mercedes.
I know.
Every single one. This one was a Mercedes.
That's right.
The guy that was stolen from Tesco's car park without using anything other than being carjacked was a Mercedes. Your car's a Mercedes.
Yes.
So what's going on with Mercedes?
So do you know
why they're not stealing
know.
Audis? Why they're not stealing BMWs?
Well, perhaps there's a demand for Mercedes. Simply, these are, it says in this report, and I told you this, they're put into a box and they're shipped out of the country that night, okay?
Mm.
That night, they're taken into a lock-up garage, they're then put into
that business has been going on for years.
Yeah, it has, yeah, container box. But the point is, it could be because Mercedes are so popular that there's a demand for them.
It could be. I just find it interesting that they're not stealing, any old car.
I totally agree, but when you see foreign dignitaries, like the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is coming and all that, the convoys are usually Mercedes, aren't they, for some unknown reason?
Well,
or they very often are, anyway.
Well, I would imagine the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is probably in Rolls Royces.
Yes, I would imagine it is as well.
And also, when you see, for example, I don't agree with that, because when you see, I remember telling you I was coming into work one night when we were doing the overnight show, and there was four black Range Rover Sports came zooming past me when I was sitting at some traffic lights.
Yes.
And they all had what looked like either Chinese or Korean people in them.
Oh, okay.
Right? So they weren't using Mercedes. And quite often you'll see, and certainly Theresa May's cavalcade is all Range Rovers and Jaguars.
It's Jaguars,
and Land Rovers
I agree. I'm talking about foreigners. Foreigners seem to take to Mercedes, Continentals.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen a Mercedes.
By the way, you talk about the Crown Prince, right? Yeah. So the new Crown Prince, Mohammed, who's 32.
Mohammed bin Salman.
Yeah. That's right, he's 32, so he's trying to revolutionise the country. He goes and arrests a load of... Do you know how many billionaires are in Saudi Arabia?
How many?
Over 1,000.
A thousand billionaires?
Yeah, you know. And most of them belong to the royal family.
Yeah.
Do you know how many princes there are in the royal family?
Hundreds?
15,000.
15,000?
There are 15,000 princes in the royal family, right?
I am a prince. Never mind.
The wealth is incalculable.
On the other hand, I've been hearing noises, though, about the Saudi Arabian scenario, where they're actually frightened that they're going to have to start taxing the populace because the oil revenues are so much down because the oil has gone to literally rock bottom prices.
Well, you say that, but there's so much of it.
Yeah, and it's not infinite.
No, it's not infinite, but this Crown Prince, a 32-year-old, he's already unveiled plans, hasn't he, last year, for a massive great resort in Saudi Arabia, which is going to cost £100 billion to build.
Who's going to go there?
Well, people in the Middle East, I suppose, will go there.
I wouldn't go to Saudi Arabia.
But you wouldn't go
because it's too hot.
No, I wouldn't go because it's too hot.
You have no principles. You wouldn't say, I'm not going there because they're not nice to women.
But people have said for years, I'm going to Dubai because they're not nice to women. They still go.
Well, no, Dubai is nothing like Saudi Arabia.
Eventually, when you get these luxury apartments. Anyway, the point of my story is, when he landed at Heathrow, they didn't take the usual mode of disembarkation equipment.
Well, I assume he came in his own jet, didn't he?
He came in his own jet, but you know when you land in any airport, somebody has to, you know, either put a gate up to the jet or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But his uncle, who came last year, sent ahead gold-plated escalator,
which
was driven up to the an escalator, not a set of steps.
So who brought that?
They had it flown on ahead before his uncle, who was the older prince, the 72-year-old, landed. Yeah. So he lands, and then what's this? And out of this hangar comes this truck pulling this. What is that? It's the escalator.
The
what do you mean
escalator?
An escalator? It's the golden escalator for the king, and it was. And they put up against the.
It's a joke, isn't it?
No, I think it's brilliant.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's brilliant. And then
you'd
the king,
like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
You'd
I'd
like,
love it.
You'd like your own porky
Bring me the
escalator.
Golden escalator.
Bring me the golden escalator.
Yeah, absolutely.
What
I've arrived.
Bollocks.
I think it's fantastic.
That's you'll always feel now less important than the Saudi Crown Prince.
Well, I will concede that I probably am.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
So what else have you been doing this week?
Right, well, let me tell you what I've been interested in, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know my views on zoos, okay?
Yeah, I can't actually work out what your views are because they change from week to week.
No, they don't.
Originally,
no.
You said that you hated
zoos. I want to get rid of all zoos.
No, you said originally you wanted to get rid of all zoos. Then it was pointed out that you were actually a friend of Chester Zoo. And you said, yes, well, I'm going to close that down because I'm no longer wishing to be a friend of Chester Zoo.
And I have done that.
Have you?
I've done that.
So you don't send them any more money?
No, scrap my subscription.
So what about the Chester Cathedral?
Oh no, friends of Chester Cathedral.
Still
I've,
in there?
I think I've doubled that up now. I think I give them a bit
why
more.
Why do you not know?
I think I did it when I was, you know, investing, looking at my investment portfolio.
I did it when I was pissed. So I can't remember exactly what I put in there.
Well, you know, I first became a subscriber to the French Chester Cathedral.
No.
I was in Chester, and I'd met like an old friend, you know, worked at the newspaper years ago, and of course they don't have any drinking capacity because they worked in weekly newspapers all their life. You know, not like
us. Surely weekly newspapers would have loads of drinking capacity.
You'd
nothing
think
else
so.
To do.
You'd think so.
Except for drink.
You'd think so.
You know, what are we doing today? Oh, don't worry. There's no paper.
Tomorrow, there's no paper.
What are you doing the day after that? It's no paper.
What I'm saying is, I think they have to moderate their drink according to their pay packet, you see.
Well, yeah,
whereas
we weren't making enough money.
Yeah, we've always had the ability to be able to go into wine bars and buy, you know, three or four bottles of expensive wine and get flattered. Yeah, that's right. Whereas I think they, you know, over the years just learned to pace themselves on beer and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, anyway, we were walking past Chester Cathedral as I left him. I was going back to the Grosvenor Hotel.
Oh, yeah. To your suite.
To my suite, the Prince William suite, yeah. And then about 3 weeks later, I got I got a letter, and a big envelope, you know, an A4 envelope, that said, you know, Friends of Chester Cathedral.
Right.
I thought, that's good of them to write to me. I wonder why they're writing to me.
How nice.
And, of course, I opened it up and to find out I'd become a lifelong subscriber, you know, sort of, you know, 140 quid a year or something.
Where had you filled the form in, then?
Hey?
Where had you filled a form in? You must have filled a form in
I'd gone
somewhere.
Into Chester Cathedral.
Oh, what, on the way back?
Yeah, no, but right. I'd forgotten that I had.
What'd you do that for?
Well, I, you know.
Well, we're hoping for salvation.
No, it wasn't necessarily. It was
were
when
you
I
following a nice looking woman.
No. When I was at the King's School Chester, we used to have our annual carol service there.
Oh, yeah.
So I and by the way, it used to be freezing because the boilers always broke down. Yeah, there were no radiators.
Yeah.
And you had to wear.
You didn't have to wear a cassock, did you?
No. I was just a member of the ordinary sort of, you know, school
the choir.
Audience. No,
oh,
I wasn't a member
the choir.
Of the choir. No,
oh, okay.
The choir. No.
Thank God for that.
And I'd obviously gone in to have a look, and I saw this table which said, you know, do you want to be a friend of Chester Cathedral?
Right.
And I apparently said yes, not knowing what it entailed,
right.
and then gave him all my bank details.
Yeah.
And
that's never a good idea, that.
Well, it's only Friends of Chester Cathedral. Thank God it wasn't somebody.
But what if it had been some
signing
scammer?
Me up to, well, I was going to say, signing me up to some, you know, Russian lady service or something like that. You know what I mean?
God forbid. You wouldn't want that. Speaking of which, actually, I don't know why I'm thinking of this at the same time.
Yes.
Did you see that story that the Sandman Hotel? And the Shark Bar.
Was it on fire?
But went on fire. It had to be evacuated.
Terrible.
Huh?
I mean, the Sandman, to fill our audience in, brilliant hotel, right next door to St James's Park, the Newcastle United football ground, right?
Yeah.
Right opposite, almost in touching distance. But the Shark Bar is where, I have to say, some of the most beautiful waitresses I've ever seen.
I think you were bladderated.
No, they were every single girl in there.
They were all covered in tattoos. What? For a start.
Sorry?
They were all covered in tattoos.
Not the ones I saw.
Yeah, they were.
They were all Miss Will contenders, the ones I saw.
They were all.
They're lovely ladies,
believe
me.
They were all covered in tattoos.
Lovely ladies.
I have a problem with women with tattoos.
No.
However, you would not take these women, for example, I would say to you, in the nicest possible way, to the Buckingham Palace garden party.
Right, well, very few women would. You would take to the Buckingham Palace garden.
Very few women that you know.
No. Very few women get to go to Buckingham.
I mean, the only women you know are all piss arses, aren't they?
Don't be ridiculous.
It's true.
Oh, you mean like your sister?
No.
Yeah, she definitely won.
No, my sister has been to more do's than you've had hot dinners with.
Yeah.
And she kicked you into fucking tough pretty damn sharp when she worked out what a wanker you were.
Oh, that's very nice,
isn't it? Well, you want me to tell any more stories about what she told me about you?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Because bring her into the fucking podcast then.
And are you suggesting she doesn't like a drink?
She loves a drink.
Thank you.
But she knows how to handle it, unlike you. Unlike you.
Doesn't
go wandering into churches and sign herself up to be friends of fucking cathedrals.
Now,
do you want to change the subject?
No, I don't want to change the subject. I want to get to the original subject, and that was zoos, right?
Yes.
Now, you will have seen the picture this week of a polar bear cub.
That was last week.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It was definitely last week.
It was last week.
Yeah.
But the reason I've seen it again this week is because in 1 week it's grown 3 inches and they took another picture of it,
really?
Right? How about that?
It'd be good if everything else worked like that, wouldn't it?
That's right, yeah. Now, let me tell you this.
What's the name of the thing?
Name of what?
Haven't they named it? The polar cub.
Because
when that picture first appeared, right,
yeah.
I had a tweet from someone who remembered something else that you'd said, saying, isn't it disgusting that Mike Parry wants to slaughter this little creature?
Well, it's not that
because
I want to slaughter
it. You've said in the past that you want to kill all polar bears in order to avoid being eaten by them.
Now, the first thing I can tell you is the mother is called Victoria, but they haven't yet named, I checked this out just a few minutes ago, they haven't yet named the polar bear cub because they don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Well, why not?
Well, I haven't found out yet because...
Well, it's not that difficult.
It is because the mother gets very aggressive if you go towards her cub, so you have to stay away.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't...
segregate it.
No, they can't do that because the cub would need its mother.
Yeah,
but they could they not knock the polar bear out for a little while with a dart?
Well, that sounds a bit cruel, doesn't it?
But well, no, they do it all the time.
Anyway, the point is...
What do you want to say? So now you want to save polar bears?
No, I don't want to save polar
bears.
I want them to go back to the wild. Now, this polar bear cub is the first cub born in Britain for 25 years, OK?
Yeah.
And it's it's now going to be, you know... oohed and aahed over by millions of people.
Well, it's a beautiful-looking creature.
Of course it's a beautiful-looking creature, but remember the one in Germany? Was it called Knob? Wasn't it? Yeah, wasn't it? No, there
I can't
was.
Remember what it was
no,
called.
No, there was. There was a, there was a little polar bear cub in Germany a few years back.
Yeah.
And I think it was called Noob. K-N-U-B.
Let's remember Knob.
Yeah, but I think it was pronounced Knob, honestly, you know. And
well, maybe that's how you pronounce it.
Knob the polar bear cub.
I'll see if I can find it.
Was incredibly cute, right?
Yes.
For a few months while it's growing up. And then, of course, when it realised it was captive for life, became aggressive.
It was called Canute.
Oh, Canute, that's right. Well, it was, that's nearly the same, isn't it?
No.
It is.
King Canute.
No.
K-N-U-T was
right.
the spelling.
K-N-U-T. It's not Knob, is it? Hang on. K-N-U-T is the spelling of Canute. And K-N-O-B is the spelling of Knob. Except it's pronounced Knob.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's nothing like it then.
Well, it is like it. It is like it. But anyway, now...
What happened to Canute?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Canute died.
Did he?
Because he got, you know, he got traumatized by being in a concrete
Oh yeah, dies
prison.
After 26 days.
Exactly. That's exactly what
That's
I'm saying.
A terribly cute little creature.
Yeah, but
You see, once again, you're showing your abject flip floppery.
No, I'm not.
Because the last time we spoke about polar bears, you wanted them all wiped out. Yeah. And taken off the face of the earth because of the fact that they tear people's arms off and eat them.
As long as they stay in the wild, they're all right.
Well, this is in the wild. It's in Canada.
No, no, man. This is in Glasgow.
No, I know that is.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know that is.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the... Are you sure it's not Edinburgh?
Well, where is Highland Wildlife Park? In Kincraig.
Kincraig. I imagine it's in Kincraig.
Yeah.
Which is not Kincraig. I imagine it's in the outskirts of Glasgow.
Yeah, well, it's up there somewhere. Yeah. But the point is, you say it's a wildlife park.
It might be in Trossachs National Park.
Trossachs. Well, it's not, is it? Because they don't roam free. You can't let polar bears roam free.
No, but there is a... there is a wildlife park. Inside Trossachs National Park.
Right, okay.
Which is fenced in.
And so the biggest it could be is half a mile square or something like that.
No, 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 it's big. It's got giraffes, it's got, like, bison, it's got all sorts of creatures.
Yeah, but, I mean, the polar bear needs to be able to roam across the Arctic Ocean. It needs,
well, it needs,
needs
icebergs, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That when it's frozen,
I mean,
when
it's
the
cold,
Arctic Ocean is frozen.
Cold?
Yeah, it needs to be able to roam around the continent of Oceania, okay?
Really?
And instead of which, it's kept in some pokey little concrete hole
in
Kincraig in Scotland.
Well, that can't...
Quite apart from anything else, what polar bear in his right mind would want to be brought up in bunny Scotland?
It'll probably be the world's first alcoholic polar bear.
It probably will be, yeah. but
anyway,
but again, I think it's shocking to bring up little polar bears like that in captivity. I really do. And you should close down all zoos and let all wild animals go. That's my view. I'm sticking by it, OK?
Yeah, it's all very well saying you're going to, you know, let go of all the animals. You can't just suddenly go up to Longleat, right, and go to, excuse me, Lord Bath. Would you mind getting off the latest, what does he call his wifelets, right? Get off the latest wifelets and just letting all the lions go free.
No, but they shouldn't be there
Did
in the first place.
Did you not see that story? There was one...
Shouldn't be there in the first place,
There was a story
mate.
A couple of weeks ago of some family that went to a safari park, I think somewhere in the Midlands.
Yes.
And the lions attacked the
car.
Oh,
that's right, yeah, I know, yeah.
And there was
Horrible.
Amazing footage
it was amazing.
Of the lions, like, just running and running and running towards the car.
Yeah.
Looking like they were going to eat them.
I know, it's horrible.
I'm not a fan of any of that, really.
Neither am I. I wouldn't let my children go there or anything like that.
I took my kids when they were younger, the older kids, when they were younger, to Longleat, right?
Yeah.
And you drive through this place where the monkeys are.
Oh, yes.
And the monkeys are very mischievous.
Yeah.
They jump on the car.
They rip the windscreen wipers
off. Any kind of rubber that's on the car, they take that.
Yeah.
And you come out with a car that looks like it's been attacked by, you know, a bunch of
Vandals.
Marauding Vikings.
Vandals, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then you drive through this part of where the lions are. You're told to keep your windows up.
Yeah.
And you drive really slowly. And all the lions have got massive, great big hunks of beef to eat.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way to keep them calm.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
sure.
if you took the meat away from
but
them,
I still think it's terribly
they'd
cruel.
Attack you.
I did a murder once at Longleat.
What?
I did a murder once at Longleat.
Do you want to rephrase that?
Well, what I mean is I was working
Sounds
on
like
the
you killed somebody.
Burnley Evening Mail on a Saturday morning.
No, but when most people say, I did a murder once at Longleat.
Well, I'm
it's
a reporter,
like a
so it's doing a story, isn't
yeah,
it?
I
did a murder story. So what happened was, got the call, they found a body at Longleat.
Right.
And of course, you know, Lord Bath, it's his ceremonial home,
That's
it's ancestral.
Right. Ancestral home. Beautiful place, actually. It's one of the great
mazes. Beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
They've got a maze there.
Yeah, have they?
Which I got lost in.
Is it amazing?
Well, it was amazing I couldn't find a way out.
No, well...
And you know what? It was in the middle of the summer, and it was when I took my kids a bit when they were a bit older.
Yeah, you must be a thickhead.
It was so hot, I thought I was going to die.
Really?
Yeah.
We survived.
We managed to find a way out. But we had to push Emma up over the top of the maze to see where we were. The only way we can find our way out.
Really? That's cheating, isn't it?
Yeah, but we were going to die.
Yeah,
we were going to be fucking dehydrated.
Well, that's because you drunk so much that day.
No.
And we were suffering from alcoholic...
No, we were under the midday sun.
Withdrawal symptoms.
No, we were under the midday sun.
Yeah.
It was so hot that we were, you know, getting sunstroke.
Yeah, well, anyway, so...
Anyway.
How many
times do you think you've said anyway?
Well, don't worry about it. So,
I'm not worried.
So, you know, big story. It's on Lord Bath's land, let down there. I mean, it's not really in the Midlands, but I mean, it's such a big story, you know.
Well, it's nowhere near the Midlands. It's some North Somerset.
North Somerset, you're right. So,
I bet you stole that, right?
What?
You. That's what
I'm saying. What do you mean?
What do you think? I don't know you.
Stole what?
You stole the story.
I didn't steal the story.
Yeah,
I said, I'll go.
No, you said,
yeah.
I'll take that because it was a big story.
I did.
You knew it was going to be a national story.
Yeah, that's right.
So you thought, fuck the guy in the West Country. He can fucking get lost.
We didn't have a West Country man. It was the Birmingham Evening Mail.
Well, why did you have a man in London?
I wasn't in London then. Oh, I was anyway. So I said, I'll go. My car's in the car park. Yeah. It's just down the M5. So they said, you know, they thought I wasn't that experienced in those days. I'd only been there about 6 months or something. I said, right, take Bill with you. And Bill was...
Bill who?
I've no idea. But he was ugly. He had a beard.
Was he old?
He was 10 years older than me.
Yeah, you would have had instantly no respect for him on the grounds he hadn't moved on to Fleet Street.
He was about 33 or something like that, yeah. You know. And funny enough, you know when TVAM started, he suddenly popped up there as the news editor.
Really?
After going through the radio route. He went to BRMB in Birmingham, then he went to IRN, Independent Radio News, and then he ended up at TVAM because they couldn't find any TV journalists, they had to take radio ones. But anyway, so Bill was ambling along to the car park, and I said, Bill, for fuck's sake, we've got to get down, there's a murder. He said, the body will still be there when we get there. Yeah. I said, I don't care, I want to get there first. Mm. So he said, yeah, well, don't panic, you know. You're trying to be laid back, I've done it all before
done
and all that.
Yeah,
you know.
Seen it all, yeah.
So we got in the car, it was my Vauxhall Viva. Yeah. We roared out onto the M5. Yeah. Bill screamed, stop the car, let me out. He said, I was driving so dangerously. He had his feet on the dashboard.
Right.
Because he thought I was going to crash into
a bit
somebody else.
Type, this guy.
He was a complete half-bake, you know, complete tosspot.
And what were you supposed to be bringing him for anyway?
He was a senior reporter and he'd get the great angle and all that, you know. Didn't think I could spot a dead body and say, oh, look, it's a dead body, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, so
it was worse than useless.
So Bill then refused to come back with me, wouldn't come back with me in the car.
Well, that's a result.
Made a complaint, it was a great result, yeah. Made a complaint to the news editor that I was incompetent and put lives at risk and all this bollocks.
Oh, yeah.
And all I kept saying to him was, "Don't you want to do this fucking story, eh?" And he said things like, "No, not really.
No.
It's Saturday lunchtime. I'd rather be in the
pub."
Rather
be in the pub.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a terrible attitude.
And so, did you have to stay down there?
No, because if you think about it, Birmingham Mail doesn't publish on a Sunday, so we're just doing it for the last edition on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But I did brilliantly well, I have to say.
Well, of course you would have done.
Yeah.
You know, you always do brilliantly well.
I do.
I mean, have you ever not done brilliantly well?
I've never failed on a story, never.
You've never got beaten to a story by somebody else?
Never failed on a story, ever.
Really? That's
never.
Not quite the same thing.
No, I've never been beaten to a story by anybody else. Neither have I.
You must have lost out.
I've led Fleet Street all the time.
Rubbish.
When everybody was looking for Coo Stark, I found her.
Yeah, so did everybody else.
No, I found her first.
Well, we haven't seen any evidence.
Well, I don't care. We've got evidence or not, mate. I know I did. Yeah?
Well, I mean, we're pretty much out of time now.
Well, I suppose we are.
You know, because we've done...
You see, Hull got a slapping again for Noel Gallagher.
Noel Gallagher, yeah, he was in Argentina or something.
No, he was in Canada, I think, wasn't
Canada?
He? Or somewhere like that. And he's performed with his High Flying Birds in... Oh, it was Austin, Texas. And he said a load of guys started chanting, and his actual quote from the stage was, "Hey, for fuck's sake, where are you lot from? What? You're from Hull? Oh, the fuck can you afford to be in America if you live in Hull?" So this lot then took, he said, "Hey, to get here from Hull, you must have robbed your fucking grand's house." So he was being a bit provocative.
Well, people don't like Hull. I mean, ever since it got promoted to culture centre of the world, it's just gone from bad to worse.
That's right. Yeah.
It hasn't done him any favours at all.
Yeah, he went on to make all sorts of insults about it, you know. Mm. But then, of course,
he
all the people.
He called him a shithole,
didn't he? Yeah, he did. Yeah, I didn't want to say that. But,
well, you've already said fucking grand.
Yeah.
Why would you not?
And
say
then he went on to say the best fucking thing about all is the fucking bridge, because then you can get out.
But as you've often opined, the only problem with the bridge is
it's the bridge to nowhere.
It takes you to Grimsby.
That's right, it does.
Which
yeah.
may not be any better.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway,
yeah.
better stop insulting large portions of the world because otherwise people might stop listening to the podcast.
Yes.
However, this has been On the Record. We shall return very, very soon.
He'd go into the old salutation and a buxom barmaid, serving wench, as they were known in those days. That's not my words, that's theirs.
Well, you can't use those words anymore.
No, you can't use them anymore. Would come over, lean over, Robin, while filling his chalice with mead.
Yeah.
He would then slip a piece of parchment between her breasts.
Really?
Yes.
Why are you getting so excited when you tell this story? Are you trying to reenact that night you watched the England game in the topless bar?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
I saw you going in there.
It was the
I saw you going in there.
The TV set was in the hallway to a club.
No, it wasn't.
Where I was watching the football. I never went through the doors into the club.
The women were all topless.
No, I never saw any topless women. If you did,
well,
you saw more
see
than
it
me.
The street.
No, I didn't. Anyway.
No. We managed to find a way out, but we had to push Emma up over the top of the maze to see where we were. The only way we could find our way out.
Really? That's cheating, isn't it?
Yeah, but we were going to die.
Yeah,
we were going to be fucking dehydrated.
Well, that's because you drunk so much that day.
No.
And we were suffering from alcoholic...
No, we were under the midday sun.
Withdrawal symptoms.
No, we were under the midday sun. Yeah. It was so hot that we were, you know, getting sunstroke.
Yeah, well, anyway, so...
Anyway.
Yeah.
How many times do you think you've said anyway?
Well, don't worry about it.
The only women you know are all piss artists, aren't they?
Don't be ridiculous.
It's true.
Oh, you mean like your sister?
No.
Yeah, she definitely won.
No,
that's
my sister has been to more do's than you've had hot dinners with.
Yeah.
And she kicked you into fucking touch pretty damn sharp when she worked out what a wanker you were.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well,
isn't
you want me to tell any more stories about what she's told me about you?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Well,
because
then bring her into the fucking podcast then.
And are you suggesting she doesn't like a drink?
She loves a drink.
Thank you.
But she knows how to handle it, unlike you.
That's all I said. I did a murder once at Longleat.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.